after 3 busy days of practice, are you excited to get this week over with and get back into some games here?
Yeah, it's a little different, having this many days in between games, but we've had a good few days of practice here, and we had a good one today, and, we feel like we're getting ready to go.
It's like a bye week in football. Does this give you guys any kind of advantage?
I don't know if it's an advantage or disadvantage. I think as long as you're focused on the practices to get ready for whenever you play, it's a matter of bringing that intensity throughout the break.
What about facing Steven Stamkos and the rest of the Lightning? What are your thoughts?
Obviously, as well as they did last year, we know they're a good team. They play a tight system, and with the guys they have, they have some weapons, especially up front, and it's just a matter of whoever it is limiting their time and space as much as we can.
What are some of the challenges that Steven presents himself with? He's got a hot start again, going with 5 goals already in 7 games.
I think obviously the first thing that comes to mind is his shot. When he gets the opportunity, he's shooting from everywhere. So and it's a dangerous shot no matter where it's coming from. So, good sticks, playing tight within our system and playing it hard. I think if we focus on that, it'll limit, everyone's time and space out there. But he's obviously a guy, we'll have to make sure we know when he's on.
You were saying a lot in Buffalo. They're a lot more than a one-line hockey team now, too, aren't they, with the triplets emergence as well?
Yeah, they seem like they were the best line in hockey last year. They have a good team. They proved that as well as they did last year, and they proved that they can play their system very hard. And it's going to be a tough matchup tomorrow.